Next case, please.
The next application is 11,724. Deborah Haley seeks variances to reduce the side yard setbacks. Section 115-34B of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of Lakeshore Drive, approximately 2,700 feet south of Dorman Road. The 911 address is 11 Lakeshore Drive, Lewis. The zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 234, Map 11, Parcel 254. Specifically, they're asking for a 7.4-foot variance from the side and a 4.2-foot variance from the side. We've received no letters in support. We did receive a letter in opposition, one mail return, and the letter in opposition says, thank you for the opportunity to voice our opinion in this case. My wife and I reside at 2 Lakeshore Drive in the community of Lockwood. We are currently in Florida for the first quarter of this year and will not be able to attend tonight's hearing. We have three major concerns pertaining to this request. First and foremost, we are concerned for the safety and welfare of our good friend of the property adjoining her property, requiring the variance, Mrs. Dolores Corson at 7 Lakeshore Drive. Mrs. Corson is a lovely lady, and we would like to be assured that she has been properly informed of the changes this will create for her, as well as her understanding of any circumstances this may create for her in the future by narrowing the easement between the two structures permanently. Second, we would like to be certain that the structure will be within code and aesthetically pleasing to Mrs. Carson, as this will be in her line of vision and to her left as she comes out of her front door to approach her car in the driveway. Our third concern is for all the property owners within the community. We are not advocates of variances because once it is approved, it sets a precedent for others to do the same thing. Many of the houses in Lockwood have the same limitations with the same setbacks. It would be discouraging to see this happen throughout the community. We have had the pleasure of meeting Ms. Haley and in conversation find her to be very considerate and thoughtful. We are pleased to have her as a neighbor and as a member of the community. We applaud her for following the proper channels to improve the value and appearance of her home. We would hope that she has taken the time to communicate with Mrs. Corson on this matter prior to submitting the variance. That being said, we put our decision in the hands of Mrs. Corson's decision. If she sees no major issues with the request and gives her blessing, then we support the issuance of the variance. However, if Mrs. Corson disapproves of the request, we would stand in her corner. Thank you. And it's William and Mary Slaughter of 2 Lakeshore Drive. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. Please state your name and address for the record.
Pamela McDonald, 31200 Phillips Branch Road, Hodgson, Delaware, 19951.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you for your time, everybody. My name is Pam McDonald. I'm with Delco's Design and Build. I've been hired by Ms. Haley to construct a garage. As you know, she is in need of a variance just for her one side yard setback in relation to the criteria, the uniqueness of the property. The irregular shape of this lot, it is quite shallow in width in conjunction with the topography of the lot. There's a septic mound in place already, the existing driveway, of course, and quite a bit of existing natural landscaping. Force the home to be placed in its final position, leaving little space to that side building restriction line. Cannot otherwise be developed. There is a peat moss septic mound in front of the house. Obviously, that could not be relocated. There's also a small deck and shed on the opposite side of the property. This proposed garage is placed in conjunction with the current existing driveway that's in front of the house as well. These items make it impossible to locate the garage in any other location other than where requested. As you can see, if you have a copy of the survey, there is a slight little pie wedge to this lot, so it's not quite as much of a variance needed at the front of the garage as it is at the rear of the garage. Therefore, we've requested two different variance amounts, but the majority of that would be placed at the rear of garage, as you can see. This situation was not created by the applicant, who is the homeowner, Deborah Haley. This lot was actually developed by the prior owner and the home builder, and Deborah Haley, unfortunately, was not made aware by the seller or her settlement attorney at the time of the ramifications of this building restriction line on the side should she want to build a garage, which was her intent from the time she purchased the property. This would not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. Granting this variance would definitely not alter the appearance of the neighborhood for the following reasons. This garage is proportionate to other similar structures in the community. We've actually built a very similar garage two houses down for another resident. There is no impact on the public, as the lots adjacent behind the property do have similar structures. You can see you do have one particular letter from a neighbor at number two concerned with her very adjacent neighbor, Dolores. Ms. Haley tells me she has on authority from Dolores that, yes, she would be in support of this. She was going to mail a letter in. Whether she did or not, I cannot say. There are some other additional letters of support from other neighbors. This would not be detrimental to public welfare, as it does not impact any other homes in the community. It does not impact any public utilities or impede with the flow of any traffic. There is a private gas tank that would have to be relocated by the homeowner, and I would coordinate that with her and her gas company. The side of the property where the garage will be located, next to Dolores, of course, has an existing privacy fence as well as mature trees, allowing both Ms. Haley and Dolores to retain their privacy. Minimum variance. This variance would afford relief and is the least modification possible. The homeowner feels this variance is the least amount to accommodate her needed space. She's looking for a 12-foot wide garage, which she feels is the minimum acceptable width for what her needs are. I would like to point out Ms. Haley is a single woman, so certainly from a safety factor, this would be a benefit to her to be able to pull into a garage. Certainly she lives in a very nice neighborhood, but to have that feature to know you could pull in your garage and go into a locked house is reassuring for sure. If the garage was kept in line with the house, we'd actually be requesting a much larger variance. We offset this garage a little bit forward from the front of the house to make sure it was the least modification possible. And I think that's everything.
Okay. Thank you.
We'll see. Staff just found the other two letters. There are actually two letters in support. One is from the property owners, Brian K. Scott, at 20 Lakeshore Drive, that they are in support of the requested variance. And then the other is 90 Lakeshore Drive, Lou and Beth. I would destroy that name. And that they are in support of the application as well.
Thank you. We got here too.
I think it's Rouleau. Right. I think the last name is Rouleau.
Yeah,
at number 90. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. We'll start with you, Mr. Mills.
No questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Rickards?
Can you move it forward? You said you can't move it forward because you want access to the house.
No, we did move the garage forward in order to request the smallest variance possible.
It's not built now, is it?
It is not. The garage is not built, no.
Good.
And how would you answer me if I say you're creating the situation is not being created by the applicant?
I would say the situation is not being created. Well, the request for the garage is being created by the applicant. The request for the variance was unfortunately created by the builder and the prior homeowner when they placed the house where they did on the lot. There is, if you can see
so
from,
the garage,
there's a little
the
bit more.
Does, so the garage does affect the.
I beg your pardon?
The garage does, not, it is created, is creating the...
Yes, the garage is creating the request for the variance. However, the placement of the home is what the hardship was.
And you're saying...
And Ms. Haley did not place the home where she did. The prior homeowner and the builder did. Had it been moved a little bit over to the other side, perhaps we would have had more room without requesting a variance. But unfortunately, that didn't happen.
So there's no other place you can put this?
There is not, no. There's a deck and a shed on the opposite side of the house, as well as a septic system that runs almost a great 75% of the width of the yard from the driveway to the opposite side. So we couldn't even put a second driveway in if we wanted.
No other questions.
Thank you.
Hearing no further questions? Further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the applicant has suggested that there is a uniqueness to the property and it's visually clear because of the shape of the lot. Probably necessary to enable reasonable use of the property having a garage where the house doesn't. This is, applicant stated, the single lady that would benefit from the security of that. She stated that the request or the hardship has not been created by the applicants because the house could have been placed and situated on the property better suited for a garage. She also stated it wouldn't alter the central character of the neighborhood and a minimum to afford relief. Make a motion we approve case number 11,724.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills, and a second by Mr. Hudson, that we approve case number 11,724. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Rickard?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Wharton?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Miller?
Aye for my reasons.
Aye, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,724 is approved.
Thank you, gentlemen. Have a nice night.
You too.